Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV men's basketball has strung together three straight wins after beating Wyoming over the weekend. The Runnin' Rebels play the next two on the road, beginning with Albuquerque on Saturday. The Lady Rebels improved to 9-1 in the Mountain West with a win over New Mexico on Saturday. They're now 19-2 overall. Finally, going to have some Golden Knights hockey this week. They'll begin the second half of their season tomorrow night when they host Edmonton at T-Mobile Arena. It is Super Bowl week in the Valley. Both teams landed in Las Vegas yesterday. The San Francisco 49ers are 1.5-point favorites over the Kansas City Chiefs. The LA Lakers take on the Hornets in New Orleans this afternoon. You can catch it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 3:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Fall is here, and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Rainy Monday morning comes with a lot of problems on our valley freeways. We'll start in the Northwest Valley with an accident at the Beltway, 215 southbound at Lone Mountain. Also still working one on Summerlin Parkway eastbound, right where it ends at 95. That's on right before the ramp to head over to 95 there from eastbound Summerlin Parkway. Back to the Beltway in the Southwest. New accident on 215 eastbound at Decatur. Other side of the same freeway, 215 westbound before Rainbow is a new accident. And still have one in the Northwest on U.S. 95 southbound at Craig Road, causing braking back towards Cheyenne. And this rain will be here for a couple of days this week. Cooler temperatures, too. Today's highs in the mid-50s this afternoon. 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, it's been an amazing Monday show, beginning Super Bowl 58 week here in Las Vegas. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. I had a chance earlier to visit with a good friend and a guy that knows a lot about education. He has dedicated much of his adult life to the education of your children. He's Kevin Child, the former Clark County School District Board of Trustee member. And I asked him for his reaction to the resignation of Jesus Jara.
Well, what I've seen is when they fired him, remember, there's PERS that go along with that job also. That means he can be paid through the Nevada PERS system. And he, you know what, like I said, I think there was a backroom deal with one of the trustees to allow him to stay so he could qualify for his PERS. And I think it just stinks to high heaven that we have trustees that just don't get it. It's the taxpayers' dollars, Kevin.
The Clark County Education Association, better known as the Teachers Union, wants him fired, not allowing him to resign. Why is that? Is that monetary or something else?
I'm right with the CCEA, and I've differed with them many times before, and I believe that Jara should go, and those trustees should not give him any package, no money. Just let him go. He was fired before. Performance, it's called. We're one of the worst school systems in the nation. And now we're under federal investigation by the feds and by the state. And I hope that leads to something big because, again, it was misuse of tax dollars, COVID relief dollars, Kevin.
Did you ever get a good explanation out of Jesus Jara or anybody as to this recruiting trip to Miami Beach?
Just not Miami. It was in Hawaii also. They spent over $250,000 on recruitment. Remember, there's a teacher shortage throughout America. And, yes, you have to build a better mousetrap. But, again, why are you going to the ends of the earth to go get teachers, especially in Florida? Florida is all right because a lot of people now, they have a great salary system. They have safety down there. Why is a teacher going to leave Florida? Why is a teacher going to leave Hawaii? They're happy over there. You know, you've got the Internet and you've got a lot of colleges that they should have been working on. You don't have to travel anymore. Let's face it, you can do a lot of Zoom calls. And it's all about salary, safety, and retirement. Like you said, I think they really botched this one up, and Jarvis should be held accountable for it, Kevin.
Does he have another gig waiting?
You know what? Yeah, sometimes they do. They're hired by book agencies to go out there because they have on a resume that they ran the fifth largest school district. But none of these guys, it's all about relationship after the fact. And, again, there's many superintendents that fall into that category that they work for certain agencies. But, again, I wouldn't hire him because of his track record. I'm not going to – because, again, you have a track record, and it was an epic failure in the Clark County School District. Because on both sides, parent sides, the union side, and, again – the trustees allowed him to get away with a lot of bad stuff.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member and a candidate for the Assembly in District 42. Are we going to know about any negotiations that go on, or is this all going to be done behind closed doors, you know, swept under the carpet, that kind of thing?
Well, I'm hoping that the trustees, I always call them the do-nothing trustees, like they say in some sense in Washington, the do-nothing electeds don't do anything in Washington. But, again, we have a do-nothing trustees that don't hold people accountable. And that's their job, especially with the superintendent. I don't want to go into micromanagement, but we, the public, we, the taxpayer, need to know what they're going to do with this guy. And make sure, again, that our tax dollars are being spent right. Because, again, if you're a bad employee, you're a bad employee, and you need to go, Kevin.
Thursday is the work session where they're going to at least discuss the proposed resignation and the resignation package. Will that be in public? Will we get to see that?
Yes, you will. It'll be on streaming, and you can watch it. You can go to ccsd.org and then go on there and make sure that, again, you can watch from the privacy of your home or at a coffee shop on your laptop. I implore many people. I know your listeners do their due diligence, which I love. They just got to get the word out. Again, tell friends and family about what's going on, because, again, we need to hold these people that we pay in our government to the highest of standards. And, again, I thank goodness for your listeners, and they do get out that message, Kevin. And I'm really excited about this upcoming week, because I think they're going to go out and they're going to make the Clark County School District be held accountable, I hope. And I hope our legislators are there at that meeting. And I hope maybe the governor will get say something about this whole debacle. I don't know if you had him on your show, but I'd ask him to come on your show maybe tomorrow, the next day, and find out what his thoughts are on this whole school system.
Kevin Child, former school board of trustee member, a guy that dedicated much of his adult life to the education of your children. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up tomorrow, primary election day. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. It's all right.
Zippy's restaurants were founded by Francis and Charlie Higa in Hawaii in 1966. And now, Zippy's is in the Las Vegas area, bringing its favorites for you. Skip the line, order online when you download the Zippy's app, pick up or delivery like they do in Hawaii. And for your first reward for being a Zipster member, free regular size Zippy's famous chili with rice after your first purchase. Zippy's on Badura Avenue in Las Vegas. Make your next stop Zippy's.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is a St. Jude moment. Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, February 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. More strikes coming. Lowest approval rating, atmospheric river, and Jordan's shoes for sale. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, on Friday, the U.S. carried out the first of what we're told could be weeks of attacks against Iranian-based targets in Syria and Iraq in retaliation for Iran killing 3 Americans. Many conservatives made this critique early on, but it's becoming more mainstream that the White House telegraphed the targets, and the targets left. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin said it's likely that all of the people the U.S. was looking to hit left or hid and were not killed by the strikes. This, by the way, is one of Donald Trump's greatest pet peeves. He's been saying it for decades, how frustrating it is that we tell the enemy our plans. He said back in a debate with Hillary back in 2016, he said, the biggest problem I have with the stupidity of our foreign policy is we have this announcement out of Washington and we'll be attacking Mosul in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So all the bad leaders from ISIS are leaving Mosul. Why can't they do it quietly? Speaking of, NBC News poll, Trump's handling of the economy has a 16-point advantage over Biden. In 2020, people said they approve of Biden on the economy by 9 points. How'd that turn out for everyone? Biden's approval rating, lowest of his presidency, 37%. Only 35% of Hispanics, 29% of people under the age of 34, and 27% of independents approve of Joe Biden's presidency. A third massive storm coming through California, an atmospheric river, as they call it. Southern California had 2 to 3 inches last week, another 1.5 on Friday, and now another 2-3. LA is looking at potentially 5 inches of rain. Caltrans says, we're telling all Californians, if you don't need to be on the roadway, stay home, stay safe. Part of Los Angeles, where there were a lot of fires last year, have been evacuated due to possible mudslides. Already hundreds of flights canceled out of San Francisco and hundreds of thousands without power due to the wind. LA, again, could see up to 5 inches. They usually get 14 inches of rain a year. Michael Jordan makes about $250 million a year off of his sneakers. It's 5% of sales. Well, they just auctioned off 6 particular pairs, the pairs that he wore during his 6 NBA championships, 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, 98. How much do you think they went for? 6 pairs of sneakers, $8 million. The highest price for any Jordan memorabilia was the jersey he wore in game 1 of his first NBA championships. That went for $10 million. How much could Bill auction off one of his ties for? That's what I want to know. He's up next with your message of the day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we have legitimized extremism in America. Now, it's always been here. The Ku Klux Klan had to be beaten down by federal forces. U.S. Grant was behind that. But now, because of cyberspace, because of the devices, because of irresponsible companies, we have extremism being disguised as normalcy. If you go on the internet websites, you can find the most vile, hateful stuff in the world. And some Americans, don't ask me why, believe this stuff. But even in the mainstream media, the corporate media, we have hateful things on display every day. Now, MSNBC is the best example of this. That is owned by Comcast, which owns NBC News, and NBC News produces MSNBC. If you watch that channel, you will get a steady stream of America is evil. The United States has always been bigoted. Blacks don't have a chance. Minorities don't have a chance. White patriarchy is ruining our country. Day in, day out, nonstop. What are you doing, NBC? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Al Amedia, Buckeye, Arizona. Bill, I know you don't like reading my emails anymore. Al, you're paranoid, man. I get thousands of emails. Thousands. We don't have favorites. It's whatever catches our eye that day. Anyway, Al goes on. Could you answer if Giuliani and the lady that was Trump's lawyer who pleaded guilty in the Georgia election cases will be exonerated if Fannie Willis' corruption blows up and gets taken down? No. Once the case is adjudicated fully, and if you plead guilty, then it's adjudicated. Now, Giuliani, I believe, is appealing, but the other people who pled guilty in Georgia, that's it. Dale Slattery, Elburn, Illinois. Hey, Bill, excellent point regarding the use of analytics to determine human emotions when describing the Detroit Lions' loss. Analytics can be beneficial. We're now replacing authenticity and human interaction with metrics. All aspects of our society are affected. True connection with others is a very rare commodity. Excellent letter, Dale. The reason the Detroit Lions are not going to the Super Bowl is that their coach used a false strategy based upon a likely outcome. Took all the human emotion out. If you're up by two touchdowns and you add three more points, you're up by three scores. That's a surge of energy into the team. You don't gamble with that. And he did. And he lost twice. Don Miller, Wenenskill, New York. Love the No Spin News. My wife gave me premium membership for Christmas. It is the best gift I've received in years. My question. In researching Mayorkas, I was shocked to find that some government attorneys earn salaries of $260,000 a year. Does that seem odd? No. No. Attorneys are well paid. You want their expertise, you got to pay them. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedoms should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom to All, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
It's 2024. Do you honestly think the government is looking out for you? Do they have your back? We have political chaos, global wars, no border protection, and our leadership telling you about pronouns and electric cars. It's time to take a hard look at protecting yourself and your family. It's time to visit the Oxford Gold Group. Call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-995-GOLD and order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals and get up to $2,500 in free gold. 833-995-GOLD.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
But you might not know. Bust out the sunscreen. It is nearly spring break time across the USA. For the next few weeks, college students will ditch the textbooks and head south for warmer climates. The tradition began 95 years ago. The party started when 25 universities gathered for a swimming competition in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Local businesses cashed in immediately, catering to the kids with beer and hot dogs. Nearly a century later, the break means huge business. Here are the most popular destinations for this year. Panama Beach, Florida, cities considered the spring break capital of the world. More than 500,000 college students will descend on the panhandle. Next, South Beach, Miami. Frustrated Floridians are hoping to avoid a repeat of last year. 25,000 rowdy tourists partied until sunrise. Residents are asking Miami Beach police to roll back last call from 5 a.m. to midnight. Second place, south of the border, Cancun, Mexico. But beware, cartel violence in Cancun up double digits compared to 5 years ago. The most popular destination for spring break in America. Ready? New Orleans. 2 million folks will travel to Cajun country for Mardi Gras. The tourists are great for business, of course, but bad for the environment. 200,000 pounds of plastic beads and bottles are removed from the Big Easy every year. In total, students will drop $1 billion on spring break. Most of that on accommodations and booze. For many towns, the tradition is too much. Politicians in San Diego, Houston, Charleston, and Tampa are urging students to stay away. Each February, local police arrest 50,000 revelers across the country for public intoxication, public nudity, and fighting. And here's something else you might not know. More people than ever will use the break to volunteer. Survey finds 15% of American college students will spend the week helping charities like Habitat for Humanity. Back after this. It's time to start taking care of your liver now. Data from the American Heart Association shows adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation reports that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Not good. When you throw bad things like alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, and more at your liver, it's no wonder it becomes sluggish and fatty. Your liver has been helping you with many key functions every day for your life. And it's time you help your liver now. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement with clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect. Try Liver Health Formula. Receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Please go to GetLiverHelp.com/Bill. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Bill. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Out.